We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Cook and Joe Show is back. Ron Cook standing across from me and Bob Pompiani to my left. And Ron, let's address this early in the show. Pomp has embroidered clothing on and it says, "Pompin' ain't easy," right on his shirt, right on his golf shirt. What do you make of it?
He's a little bit of an egomaniac.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's a shirt that I got.
I
came in here in defense mode. I know what lies ahead on Mondays. Right off the bat, it's a shirt that I got from my good friends at Nike Golf, and so why wouldn't I wear it?
I don't know. I can't imagine wearing a shirt that said something about me on, then again, Joe. I mean, if I was in a softball game and had my name on the back.
The ego is out of control. It's out
of
control.
You can draw whatever conclusions
this is a guy,
you want. I'm
this
telling
is a
you.
Guy who had to do all four high school games on one day for a reason.
God.
He wanted his
Why do I come here?
Let's get this over with.
Let's do it. Congratulations Please. Are in order. Sportsman of the Year, Pittsburgh Magazine.
Yep.
Hey, listen. All I know is, number one, I'm always grateful when they have votes and people vote. That means, you know, they're watching and hopefully like what I do. I can't thank people enough for that. The other thing is, it took me like an hour to get up from that pose. They had me sitting for a long time, and that's hard when your legs fall asleep.
Well, that's where I wanted to go, because the pose, cover of Pittsburgh Magazine, Bob Pompiani here.
Media person of the year, right?
Media person of
sports
the year. Not just TV, not just broadcasters.
Sports. Are we going to talk sports today, or what are we going to do?
No, we're going to honor
you.
We are
talking sports. We're talking to the sports media person of the year. Now the rationale behind the pose, Bob. You were glancing up at the heavens. What was the story?
Well, first of all, Becky Thurner is a wonderful photographer. She's one of the best, and she's the person who did it, and she had all kinds of different – we had different outfits, all these things they asked me to bring down, and no, Pompin' Ain't Easy was not one of the outfits I had. But I just – they were looking for something like that and told me to do different things. I'm not a model, not like my wife is. I'm not. I try to just do what they ask, and that's what I
– Well, that doesn't answer the question.
I don't know what it – I just
– They said, Bob, stare upwards?
Yeah.
Or, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Ron, what do you think was
Bob
the meaning behind
left,
that?
Bob stand up, Bob jump
I'm
on
just
one
overwhelmed
leg.
To be in the same room with him. I was Thanking. There the night the Diabetes Association named him Father of the Year. We were texting
for God's
back
sakes,
and forth.
Bob, is there anything texting. You're not? You're the sports media person. You're the father. You're the family man. And what else?
We were texting back and forth while he was on the podium that night. It's just an honor to be with him. So, Bob, other than that, how are you?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. It's nice to be back with you guys.
It is good to see you. Thank you
I
for the muffin.
I feel like some peaches and herb reunited on a Monday. I've been
it feels
going
good.
On Tuesday.
It really
normally.
Does. It feels good, and so do the Pirates right now. Welcome to Cook and Joe out there with Bob Pompiani in studio for the whole show with us today. And Ron and Bob, the landscape has shifted here, Ron, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. Is that you and I have been talking for a while about the math behind this situation, that the Pirates, in order to get to right around 90 wins, would have to be, I don't know, we were saying something like 20 games over the rest of the year. Like, can you imagine that? No, of course we can't. But Ron, now look at the standings. And the Pirates, I believe, are 3.5 out of the second wild card. A lot of teams in the mix. I get that for sure. Here's the important point. Is that the second teams right now, Colorado, St. Louis, are on pace to win 84 games, which means to get to that number around the mid-80s, you're talking now only, and I say only, but about 10 games over the rest of the season to get to that number. All of a sudden, this feels, and I know it changes rapidly, Ron, it feels a lot more manageable, and it feels like I can almost say they're back in it.
Yeah, except I want to see what the next 26 games are against winning
For
teams.
Sure.
And 20 of the 26 are against Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Chicago, the three teams that are ahead of them in the standings. They do well in this period. I'll be right with you. But I have my doubts. They're 14-26 against winning teams this year.
What's well for you? You said how many games? 26?
26.
So give me a number.
Right up. That'll take you almost to the trade deadline. It takes you to July 26th, I want to say.
I would say if they're hovering around 500, that's good enough. Because you know what? The two wildcard teams, Bob, are 40-37. So if you're at 500 or right around there, you're by any definition in it. Now,
you're talking about 500, 13-13 in these 26. Now, if you're going to get, they're four games under. To get to 500, they're going to have to go what out of 26? My math isn't very good. 18 and I can't even think. 18 yeah, and 8.
Four games
17
over.
And whatever, yeah. But the the problem I have with them in their position is at some point, I keep saying this, but it hasn't happened. Some point, somebody's going to break away in both of those races. Somebody. It has to be.
I cannot imagine
the Cubs, Brewers, or Cardinals all hovering like this all year long. I just can't imagine.
Forget about the division. I'm talking postseason. I'm talking wild card.
I'm not even talking wild card. Don't you expect one of those teams to do something?
I don't know, man. How many games? We're almost halfway through, and nobody has.
I know that.
It's Milwaukee,
Colorado.
Surprise you? St. Louis, Philly, Arizona, San Diego, Washington, and the Pirates, and even the Mets. No, the Pirates are the hottest team among all those teams. They've won, and they've only won four in a row.
Out of five, yep.
But because they dug themselves nine games under 500, or eight or nine, whatever it was, under 500, that's a big hole to come out of, and it puts the pressure on them to continue to win a lot of series. And, you know, I give them a lot of credit. I talk about their resilience. They are. They're very good at that. Did you know that hasn't been done? According to Elias, two comebacks in the last at-bats, down three each time since, like, 89 years ago. It's ridiculous.
I asked that question when it happened. I was watching it with my wife and daughter. I said, this can't have happened. How many times?
89 years ago.
Ron, the history of baseball, where you score three or more on potentially your final at bat to win a game?
Yeah, ninth inning and
11th inning.
Twice.
How many? I'm glad you
know
answered
what?
That.
And San Diego opened the door for them both times. You know, error by Machado led to the ninth inning, but they took advantage of it. The guy comes in to pitch with a three-run lead in the 11th, what does he do to the first guy? Walks him. You can't do that. If he hits a home run, you're still up two, but he walked Reynolds there.
They
opened a door, but the Pirates
they
won
did.
Through it.
The Pirates opened a door enough for them, too. The Pirates walked eight. Six of those guys scored. So this is also underscores what bad pitching there is all throughout baseball. I looked yesterday at the time of games all throughout the league. It's ridiculous how long they're taking, and most of it is because of just average to worse pitching. Nobody gets the balls and strikes the way they should. They fall behind in the counts. Batters take too much. I know Ron had Jim Leland on. His little pet peeve is guys standing out. But the point is the Pirates have dug a big hole. To get out of it, they're going to have to perform better than all of these teams. Can they? I wouldn't be shocked. I don't expect it just because they don't have enough weaponry. We still got a TBA listed here on Wednesday. They don't have enough people, in my view, to take on these teams like Houston, which broke out of their seven-game losing streak yesterday, and then Milwaukee, and then Chicago, then Milwaukee, and then the Philly. All these teams are coming up that they're going to have to really – and can they? I suppose they can. They've shown a lot of willingness and grit to do it. But you know what else it underscores? If you're Bob Nutting, you're sitting there saying, look at this. All these teams are spending way more than we are, and we're right there with them. So it feeds into that. Don't you think?
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that they can make the case. I don't have to spend $120 million because Milwaukee is doing that right now and we're right near them.
Well, let's wait and see if they catch them. No, I hear that. And if they had a reasonable amount of injuries instead of a devastating, almost historic spate of them, you could easily make the argument they'd be in first place in the division. Certainly first in the wild card. You could make that argument, right, Ron?
I'm not willing to say they're going to catch anybody at this point.
No, I'm saying you could make the argument that if they had had just a reasonable rash of injuries instead of what they had.
If they had Tyone Williams all along, sure. I would have absolutely. Or Kella, for instance, I'd have liked their chances.
But, yeah, me too.
But injuries are part of it. I give them a lot of credit for the resiliency. I never pat major leaguers on the back for playing hard, but they've overcome a lot to still hang around, but these next six games, are brutal. You got three against Houston. You're going to see Gerrit Cole Tuesday night. You think he's going to be fired up for that game? And then you go to Milwaukee, where you just lost three out of four and got whacked.
The only good news there is that both those teams are 3-7 in their last 10. So I don't know.
Maybe that's hidden vigorous. They're due to
could
win.
Could be.
You know, the ironic thing about all this, too, is that guys who are really playing well for the Pirates would never have been given their chance had these injuries not occurred. Specifically Newman, specifically Reynolds, Martin, whatever the case, those guys came up and they actually seized the opportunity to play, which pitching-wise has not happened. All these guys have been given opportunities, maybe too many opportunities, and they didn't take advantage of it. Reynolds wouldn't be playing today if Corey Dickerson were healthy all year, right? He wouldn't be up here.
Right.
How about if Gonzalez doesn't collide into Marte, is Newman or Tucker up here?
No. Probably not.
So, I mean, that goes to show you that they do have some guys down there. If given a chance, can take it if you want them to.
Well, pitching has been the problem now. But, I mean, back to the original point, there's no doubt that the landscape has shifted here. I would feel different if they were seven games back in the wild card and still needed to be on a pace to win 90.
And with all those teams in the middle of them, too. That's the problem.
Yeah,
but they're not anymore.
They're not anymore.
Hypothetically, if they get close to the deadline and they're in a similar spot, I guess that's going to lead to the next question, what Neil Huntington should and can do and will do. Because last year he tried and it didn't work.
I think he's gun-shy.
Blew up in it. Well, do you?
I don't know. I think he's got to be convinced they have a shot, but yeah.
412-928-9370. Are the Pirates back in it? And what are you thinking they should do coming up here? I mean, I still think that the best move is to deal people. The Martes of the world. Who knows? Maybe Archer if he gets hot. Vasquez would still be in the conversation for me, but these players, this team, I find to be likable. I find myself thinking, if I were a fan, I'd be rooting for this group of players anyway, because they fight.
It's a very likable group. You're right. Absolutely.
928-9370. It's Cook and Joe with Bob Pompiani in studio, and thank you to all who generously donated items to the Fan Open this year to benefit Rocco's Warriors. John O'Prazik, Sarah's Chocolates, the Skin Center, Pittsburgh Penguins, Iron City, Yinzer, Giant Eagle, and Miller Coors.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.